USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc Jr. is due in a Manhattan court today to enter a guilty plea. There's no word exactly on what he'll plead guilty to, but prosecutors have charged him with 30 counts, including using a weapon of mass destruction. The Florida man is accused of mailing mail bombs to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump, including actor Robert De Niro. Shifting foams may be to blame for the increased levels of benzene near the remains of a large chemical plant fire in Texas.
ITC responders are working actively to reduce the cause that may be responsible for the elevated levels.
That's Intercontinental Terminal Company spokesman Alice Richardson promising that crews are working safely and carefully. Richardson also noted that the shelter in place for local residents is only being done as a precautionary measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Looking at joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A governor admits to something that has some folks scratching their heads. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Remarks by Kentucky's Republican Governor Matt Bevin about exposing his children to chickenpox, raising some eyebrows.
They were miserable for a few days.
Governor Matt Bevin making the remark in a Wednesday interview while suggesting the government should stay out of mandating vaccines. He says when a neighbor got the disease, he intentionally exposed all nine of his kids to it so that they would get the disease and become immune to chickenpox.
And I went and made sure every one of my kids was exposed to it and they got it. They were miserable for a few days and they all turned out fine.
A new lawsuit accuses two wildfire cleanup companies of intentionally digging up more soil in Northern California than necessary to make extra money. Residents in Sonoma County who lost their homes due to the 2017 firestorm filed a class action lawsuit against the companies, claiming they over-excavated the properties to capitalize on being paid by the ton. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking alongside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem, Netanyahu says the alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life.
Secretary of State Pompeo says Israel always has a special place in his heart.
My very first trip as Secretary of State included a visit here. I'm proud to be here again, not only as America's top diplomat, but also as a man of faith that is always newly inspired when I get the chance to travel to Israel.
The EU has agreed to a Brexit delay, but they have conditions. More from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's asked the EU to extend Britain's deadline to leave the Union from the 29th of this month to June 30th. She also says it's time for Parliament to stop stalling.
It is high time we made a decision. So far, Parliament has done everything possible to avoid making a choice. Motion after motion and amendment after amendment has been tabled without Parliament ever deciding what it wants. All MPs have been willing to say is what they do not want.
EU leaders say they will only grant the extension if May could win Parliament's approval for her twice-rejected Brexit deal.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.